You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
In the fight against climate change, the countries at COP26 have committed to slashing emissions, hoping to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. But is it enough? To put it in perspective, at 2 degrees Celsius, coral reefs will be gone, while at 1.5 degrees Celsius, only 70% will be lost. When considering that some countries face obliteration from climate change if emissions are not reined in, it's better than nothing. Though 1.5 degrees Celsius is still a ways off, as current short-term pledges line up to a 14% temperature rise by 2030. And although far stronger acts are needed now, without more climate finance, poorer countries are unlikely to be willing to take as much action. All the while, time is running out. TikTok didn't become a global success by connecting people with their friends and family, but now that's started to change. While it may seem antithetical to TikTok's culture, one possible reason its focus has shifted to connecting relationships in the physical world is because it's most valuable to keep all of users' activity inside its own app. The question is whether TikTok's efforts will alienate its core user base, which fell in love with the platform because it provided an escape from their everyday lives. If users know their friends and family are watching, they could be less likely to share certain things or agonize more about how their videos will be perceived, reshaping the dynamics of the app in a way that's not necessarily welcome. For now, if you want to limit the ability of people to find your TikTok account, you'll have to update your privacy settings. And Dustin Mitchell, a metal guitarist in Dallas, Texas, thought the word doomscroll would be a great name for a band. He filed his first trademark request with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for the word. Before the deadline ended for anyone to oppose the registry, Mitchell received an email from id Software, the video game developer of Doom. The lawyer asked Mitchell to agree to extend the deadline. That way, Mitchell and the Doom developer could find time to reach a resolution before any legal action went down. The word doomscroll had its beginnings on Twitter in 2018, till it hit mainstream in 2020. Now it'll hit the court of law in a hefty trial schedule, which stretches deep into 2023.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.